Mills Daily.
Another one?
It's a certified bomb.
Yes.
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bumbaleo.
Easy Radio.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Look me in the eyes and tell me this is not a brilliant record.
Oh, that was amazing.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
On today's show, we hear from Hungry Beth, who absolutely disgraced herself at the all-you-can-eat buffet. Have you ever been chucked out of one? Let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you're listening to this podcast after the show has happened, which I imagine you are, and this is all new to you, email me with the details, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Also, we hear about Chris's first car, Caroline, on another vintage 24 years at the tap end. And yes, Davina McCall has today's DJ mix for us.
One!
Sugar Babes, Round Round, nice throwback.
Scott Mills.
And as Adam and Selby says, nice to hear one of Chris's ex-girlfriends getting some airtime on Radio 1 today.
Yeah, that's not true. We need to make that really clear. That was from yesterday's 24 years at the tap end. I did, for a very short period of my life, claim to have got off with one of the sugar babes. It's just not true.
It's not true. No, you did it to... Why did you do it?
I did it to try and fit in. Yeah. I did it to try and fit in. Yeah. I had nothing at all quirky to say about myself in a job interview for a bar, for Glen Bar. And I came up with that. It was a bad move. Slightly ashamed.
You know, I do on Fridays, I do this thing called Official Chart. Where are they now? Where I find past chart stars. I track them down. It's like my weekly homework for myself. Georgie in Bristol says, you should totally try and track down Sugar Babes as part of Where Are They Now? Trouble is, you will have to track down about 50 people. That is true. They've had quite the turnover of members over the years. I mean, if I do manage to find one of the Sugar Babes, because generally we talk to one person, which one of the 50 would you like it to be? Let me know.
Right, yeah, it's got to be Mutcher. You've got to get hold of Mutcher, surely.
Oh my God, they had the Big Brother one with... I forgot that Mutcher went into Celebrity Big Brother House. They had that one on the other night. You know, they're re-showing them all. It's so mad watching all the old Big Brothers back. We'll talk about this in detail to Davina McCall later because she is doing a DJ set for us. Excited for this. The legendary Davina McCall at 1 p.m. this afternoon on BBC Radio 1. We will return to 24 years at the tap end after 2... We got the quiz coming up. Don't Look It Up at 12 today. Interested by what this next act are saying on their Instagram today. They say this is the Magic Gang. Another bit of classic lockdown content coming your way. We're going to write a tune with you. First off, we need a title. And they say they're going to submit a song for Eurovision for 2021. Not quite sure for which country yet, but they think it's a good idea. And it's on their Instagram, on the Magic Gang's Instagram. Guys, if you need me to put you in contact with any of the countries from Eurovision, if you're serious about it, you just drop me a note, okay?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm quite excited because I got a message yesterday, Chris, all the way from Iceland, from Daddy Freyr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Saying he's got a show next year.
DM.
DM. And he wants us to go to his show. And he says...
To where? To Iceland?
No, he's got a show in London, a couple of shows.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, maybe. We'll see how it all plays out.
Right, that's a no. Straight up no there, wasn't it?
No, it's not a no.
A no.
Listen, I'll go...
Yeah,
the
maybe.
Thing is, right... No, I'll tell you what's...
A no. It's a no. Right, I know you so well. It's a no. April.
I'll tell you what's happening, mate.
April next
year. No. I'll tell you what's happening. So, everything sounds appealing at the moment, right? Just because, like, night out doing anything sounds appealing. But by then, we might be back to normal, mightn't we? And everyone might be able to go out and do whatever they want. In which case, I won't be as bothered. So yeah, right now, I'd love to say yes and say that I'll be interested. Will I be by the time that we can go out? Yep. I'm not sure.
Anyway, he says, bring your danciest shoes to me.
What does
Chris.
That even mean?
I don't know.
That's a weird thing to say.
Connor, you love this tune of the week.
Oh, I absolutely love this track. It keeps on going through my head every single day.
There is a dance attached, which I said that I would learn by the end of the week, and I've done nothing about it.
It's quite a simple one. It's only like a few moves, and I think you've got the moves for them.
Yeah, I think whilst the sun's out this week, generally in most places, like if you want something to do with your family, this is the thing to do. This is the one to get your slightly tipsy mum or dad to try and learn the dance of. Or like maybe your nan through the window. I'd love to teach this to Nanny Joyce through her window. That'd be great. Just me out on the front drive there. Just doing the little kickback.
Connor, have you learned the dance?
Yes, I have. I've watched the video many a times. And
can you talk me through it?
So it's like a little side-to-side motion with a step out after like two or three.
You know what it's like? You know those animals that occasionally you see on planet Earth that do a special dance to try and attract something from the opposite sex and then they mate? This is the nearest thing humans have got to that, I think. This dance, it's almost like a little mating ritual. It's just so kind of sincere and wonderful and graceful.
And weird.
So think of that as you're doing the dance.
And weird and Scandinavian.
Yeah, I love it.
Chris, if we were together right now, if you weren't at home, we would be learning this, you know it.
Oh, 100% we would. We could do a little split screen. But for me, it's like, I love the ones where they're getting sort of elderly family members involved and dad's in a massive jumper.
I've seen...
The kind of thing, family barbecues.
I've seen fire brigades, all loads of fire brigade people doing it. Really good.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, let's play it. Danny Freya, Think About Things. On BBC Radio 1, it's our tune of the week.
Do the dance, it makes you immediately more sexually appealing.
Hi, my name is Danny Freya.
Though I know I love you, I find it hard to see how you feel about me. Cause I don't understand you. Oh, you are yet to learn how to speak. When we first met, I will never forget. Cause even though I didn't know you yet, we were bound together then and forever, and I could never let you go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris's home.
Well, yeah, you are right. I am home. Chris is home. I am at home. The problem is, obviously, a lot of places in the UK are really, really hot today.
Yeah.
So I've got a situation where I'm in this room. I can't really have a fan on, because then it would just make loads of noise. So I'm by a window, and then when I need to talk, I close the window and then just sweat it out.
I was going
to
say...
Right now I'm sweating, so now I'm just taking clothes off. So I'm actually just stood here in pants at the moment.
How is the new neighbourhood?
Yeah, it all seems pleasant. Yeah, we've been welcomed. Here's an odd one, right? Get this. So a house, I'm saying like six doors away, so it's not neighbours... turned up yesterday with a little bottle to welcome us to the neighbourhood. And I was like, it's the kind of thing you should do with your neighbours, right? But
not
why is a house why is that house like further down the road come
odd.
To say hello? It's lovely, but like why surely they're not doing that with everyone. Like what's going on there, you know?
I mean, it's really cute. And I am expecting that when I move house, because I've seen Desperate Housewives, and I
well, you haven't got neighbours where you're moving.
I want it to be
you?
Like that. Yeah, I have.
Your neighbours like a mile away down the road.
They're right next door, and I don't know their names, but I make up names for them every day. Today they're called Tim and Carol. Tomorrow that will change because I don't know their actual names. But I'm hoping to make friends with them.
But what's this lady that turned up with the wine? Right, it is lovely. But what's the agenda there?
Yeah,
what's going
on?
Is that just the nosy neighbour that's come to have a look?
Yeah, that's the curtain twitcher right there.
Hello, Karen.
Right, so yesterday, an incredible response when we went back to your story of the Pizza Hut challenge on 24 Years at the Tap End.
Yeah, that's right. So my friend Chango the Beast, had to eat a lot of slices. It was a challenge that we did. We all took it very, very seriously. Chango the Beast ended up taking it on, did really, really well. But then loads of people got in touch saying their stories about being at these kind of all-you-can-eat buffets. And what amazed me was so many people seemed to have been kicked out of all-you-can-eat buffets.
I
wasn't aware that this was allowed.
No. So this is what kicked off all your responses on yesterday's show.
That day, Chango the Beast ate 24 slices.
Oh, my word.
It was one of the proudest days of my life. What have you done today to make you feel? I always think they should put a plaque up in the restaurant, but they wouldn't allow us in the one in Harrow. But I hope one day Chango gets officially recognised for his achievement that day.
Okay, James, talk to me. You've been chucked out.
Yeah, I got chucked out. I was born in Liverpool back in 2004.
Okay.
So I genuinely do not know how many slices I ate because I was early for a meeting, and I was with a mate, and we just went for a buffet. And I went back up and asked for, I think it might have been a pepperoni or something like that. And they're like, really sorry, but we're not going to put any more out until you leave. You've had too many. So, yeah, quite embarrassing for my mate. But, yeah, I was infamous for it because I then had to go to a meeting of 14, 15 pub managers and the story got round.
So you were asked to leave the restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. So it was in Liverpool and it was just literally, we needed some lunch. I was hungry. I was known for eating. And yeah, I do actually have a certificate up in a wall in a restaurant, but not a Pizza Hut restaurant.
Now, you must know ballpark what kind of volume of pizza we're talking here. Come on.
I was, every time I went to the buffet, I was coming back with pretty much a full pizza on my plate.
And that should be okay, because surely the point of the buffet is that you have as many slices what you want. So a pizza would be reasonable. I would even say two or three pizzas would be reasonable. But the idea that you can be told to leave, do you know what they hide behind? Because I looked this up last night. It's all you can eat. But what they hide behind is a small print, which is defines it as reasonable consumption, reasonable use. But how insulting is it for a manager to come over to you and basically saying the amount the amount you are eating is unreasonable?
I was stood at the buffet waiting for the next pizza to come out. I won't say a 72-ounce steak at the Cattleman's in Harrogate. And
right.
I've got
it. Oh, you're the best.
On my wall.
You're every worst nightmare for any restaurant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The buffet stuff is really funny.
I can't deal with it because there's so many good messages that we get from people about their stories, and it's what I love about it so much. It's like these battles being fought everywhere, and the management of these companies basically just saying no more, and these people just carry on. It's kind of petty, and I love it.
If you have just turned Radio 1 on. If you just put us on or ask your smart speaker to play Radio 1 or put us on BBC Sounds on your phone, these are people who have been asked to leave restaurants for overstaying their welcome at the all-you-can-eat buffet. Beth, hello.
We need... Right, hold on. Can we set up... We need... You know how the Hollywood Walk of Fame, whatever it's called, stars for people. We need to set something up on this show for people that have been booted out of an all-you-can-eat buffet. Legends.
Beth, are you there?
I am indeed.
Been chucked out?
Oh, yes, twice.
Twice?
Twice.
Go on.
So the first one, it was like a restaurant, but they did all you can eat lunch, and I was like, yeah, keen. And it's not one of the ones where everything's under hot plates, because I'm like, you don't know whose like grubby little fingers are being all over it. They used to like cook it and bring it out to you. It was like table service all you can eat. And I knew I was going, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just not going to eat. So I didn't eat for like 36 hours beforehand, so I was ravenous. I was ready for this. And anyway, I was there for about 5 hours. and the guy came over and was like, I must have ordered about six, seven, eight crispy ducks. Like,
oh my God.
I went
eight
all out.
Ducks.
Like, I wasn't going for the noodles.
Animal.
Yeah, genuinely, I went on a bit of a duck rampage that day, and the guy came over and he was like, you've been here too long, and I was like, what?
Actually said that?
Yeah, and he was like, you've been here for 5 hours now, and I'm like, yeah.
Just making the most.
I was trying to have my pudding.
That was only the first time. Can you hang on and we'll do time number two in a minute? Right there.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Ella Henderson, who's just tweeted. She's listening to us at the moment. I'm finding these stories absolute lols. They are good. Okay, we're speaking to Beth at the moment. No shame, well, a bit of shame, but she did get chucked out for ordering eight ducks over 5 hours at the Chinese. That was just one occasion where she got asked to go. Beth, can we have instance number two, please?
I've actually never been so ashamed of myself.
No, it's fine.
It's a safe place. I'd been on quite a messy night out the night before, like proper hangover. And you know when you're like, I just need carbs. And I was spending like a travel lodge, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was like £99 for a night. I was like, keen, and breakfast. And obviously they've got like self-serve buffet breakfast, don't they?
You're brilliant, yes.
Now, yeah.
All anyone
Hungry
needs,
Beth.
Yeah, all anyone, like grumpy, hungry, like hangry at that point, hungover Beth. All I needed was carbs.
Yeah.
So I had about two trays of hash browns.
Fine.
Trays?
you know, like the big tray.
Just two and trays. Well,
so hang on. So this is like Homer and the Simpsons, like that episode, classic, arguably my favourite episode of the Simpsons. So Homer just goes over to the all-you-can-eat buffet, right, and just takes the tray. He doesn't load up the plate. That's what I'm imagining here, is they've just put out...
I did load up the plate. Yeah. I was quite good. I sort of just sort of mounted up the hash browns. I had like an egg on the side and stuff, sure. You know, standard. And then the manager came over because I was waiting for the next tray of hash browns. And the manager came over and was like, you need to think about the other guests in the hotel. I was like, what are you on about? And he was like, you've eaten quite a lot. And I was like, oh... Right, and he was like, there's a McDonald's down the road, and I was like, oh. I thought, oh, I've never been, like, so enraged but shamed in my life. Oh, my God.
Shame. Shame.
The conversation with the manager, that's the bit. I would do anything to see one of these conversations happen in real life. A proper sit-down with the manager telling you to leave an all-you-can-eat buffet. Hungry Beth, you are amazing.
They said what?
They were like, we've been watching you. Scott Mills.
You're fighting. She's not human.
We've got her on CCTV. She's already had one tray. More, please. 81119.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, quiz. This is called Don't Look It Up. Play along. Me and Chris will against each other. Do not cheat. Do not look it up on your phone or on your laptop. 81119, who are you playing against today and what are you playing for? The quiz is three rounds. Today's quizmaster is Will. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello,
hi,
Will.
Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
You got some real crackers for us today, some excellent rounds. So let's get on with Don't Look It Up.
Round one.
What's round one of the quiz, Will?
Year six science. Space.
Okay, so a lot of people would have been learning, well, again, through homeschooling. A lot of young stay-at-home parents at the moment with their kids learning, relearning science year six. So can we have question one, please?
Question one. The collapse of a large dying star leads to what being formed?
Say that again.
The collapse of a large dying star leads to what being formed?
Okay, 5 seconds. Chris, remember about this?
Yes.
I remember the dying star, yeah. Is it? Go on, you go.
No, I'm going to go...
Holes or something? Black holes?
Yeah, I was going to go submissive black hole.
Is the correct answer, yeah. I'm going to give you both a point there. I think Scott said it.
I said holes.
Yeah.
Is that enough, though, for you?
You're just going with holes the answer.
It's black hole.
Okay, but it... Hole or not?
Holes.
I said hole.
Okay, I'm not going to give you a point then.
Oh, but hang on.
I went to VAR. I went to Stockley Park. They've ruled it out. And Chris gets a point, you don't.
For his muse, submissive black hole.
Okay, right, no point for me then. Question two, that's harsh. You gave it and then you took it away. Go on.
Can you name a planet closer to the sun than the Earth?
Okay, again?
Can you name a planet closer to the sun than the Earth?
5 seconds. Here we go. Chris Stark.
I don't know. I'm going to go Mars.
I don't know.
I'm going to go Pluto.
The answers, you could either have Jupiter or Mercury, so no points there.
Oh, rubbish.
Question three.
We should know this. Okay, yeah.
What causes a solar eclipse? Question three is, what causes a solar eclipse?
And you've
total
got...
Total eclipse.
You've got 5 seconds.
Okay,
What causes a total eclipse? Oh. It's something to do with
holes.
No, it's not holes. Is it the sun and the moon and the sun are on the exact same side of us, of the Earth or something? I don't think I've given a detailed enough answer. Where, Chris?
I'm going to go for the moon in front of the sun and us.
Is the correct answer. Oh, it's when all three, the moon, the sun and the Earth, line up.
Can't I have a point?
No.
All right, so that was shocking. Year 6 science there. Let us know if you did better than me. Scott Mills. Quizmaster World, the listeners are rioting.
Oh, you had a shocker here. Dude, what I like, actually, is one of the tweets that we've got from Callum here. Because, come on, like, we're not great with science.
No.
But anyway, even the suggestion from you, Scott, Pluto, he's described as horrifying. It's not even a planet, and famously, brackets when it was the furthest away from the sun.
I don't know. Sorry.
But we don't know these things. No. What's gone wrong? So apparently the answer's complete wrong, yeah, Quizmaster Will.
I've let my physics teacher, Mrs. Dally, down here. It's Mercury and Venus that are closer to the sun.
Mrs. Dally?
Yeah, Mrs. Dally. Mercury and Venus.
We're bringing shame on all science teachers all over the UK right now. We are. That's just the way it is. So correct that again, Will, because there's a lot of messages.
Oh, I've had a text from my dad, who is a science teacher, also correcting me. The answer was the two planets closer to Earth, the closer to the sun than Earth, are Mercury and Venus.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, let's...
Not Jupiter. Okay, fine.
Right, let's pretend that didn't happen as we move on to round two.
Round two.
What's this?
X Factor first auditions.
Oh, yeah, right up mine. Okay, yeah. What have we got?
Question one. He nearly didn't get through. Can you name this massive pop star from their X Factor first audition?
I gotta take my answering machine. And now that I'm alone. And cause right now it says that I can't come to the phone. And I know it makes no sense. Cause you walked out the door, but it's the only way I hear your voice anymore.
5 seconds.
I love that song so much as well.
Not that way.
And it's been totally ruined.
Are they a pop star now?
Pop star now. Massive pop star.
Oh.
Push you for an answer.
I'm going to go Liam Payne.
Oh, I was going to go... I'll go Lou Tomlinson.
And the answer is Niall Horan.
Ha!
Oh!
It was one of them. It was one of yours. Next!
Question two. The judges were Cheryl, Louis, Danny Minogue and Simon Cowell. But can you name this group's first audition?
If you are more than just a friend.
And if I ever fall in love so true. I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
Thank you.
Hang on, what are we answering?
Need to know the group.
Oh yeah, 5 seconds. Yeah, I'm being called horrifying by a lot of people now for my science thing. But a lot of people. Pluto, horrifying. JLS.
Yeah, I'm going JLS.
Is the correct answer, a point each.
And next.
And finally, she now has a UK number one, 4 UK top 10 singles and a number one album. But can you name this singer from her first audition?
Oh, yeah. Me dreaming, but here I draw the line.
God, really good. 5 seconds.
What is that song? I think I love that song, but I don't know what it is.
No idea. Is it Leona Lewis?
It's gone Leona.
Oh, that's a good shout. I was going to go Ella Henderson.
And it's Ella Henderson. It is the correct answer.
Come on.
I hate this quiz.
Yesterday, you were saying how much you're enjoying it and we should keep doing it.
What's the score so far?
It's 4-2. No, no, sorry. It's 4-1 to you, Chris, after I took that point.
Don't believe anything he says after the blunder earlier.
Jupiter, right. Venus.
Round 2.
Okay, let's know how you did on the X Factor as we move on to round... No, this is round 3. Go again.
Round 3.
Which is?
One letter answers.
Okay, what's this?
All the answers are one letter.
Perfect, let's go.
What letter is Judi Dench's character known by in the 2012 film Skyfall? Yes.
5 seconds. Someone says that was Ella's first audition and a song that she wrote herself, Chris.
Really nice.
She'll be listening. Yeah. She's listening now, so she'll be able to tell us. But I believe you. M.
Yeah, I'm going M.
M is the correct answer.
Next!
Question 2. What is the name of the current Jonas Brothers single featuring Carol G? Current Jonas Brothers single featuring Carol G.
5 seconds.
Oh, I don't know. I actually don't know. So I'm going to be logical about this and say it's a letter, but it's also a word. So I'm going to go X.
I know that the answer is X.
And that's very logical, Chris. The answer is X.
Come on.
How did you get that? I really thought you wouldn't get that.
Well, I don't know the song.
We have played it, but yeah. It washed over you. And next.
And finally, what is the name of a monthly music magazine in the UK that is one letter?
5 seconds. Is it still going?
Yeah.
Q?
I'm going to go Q.
Q is the correct answer.
Okay, at the end of today's Don't Look It Up, let us know how you did on 81199, but how did we do?
Scott, you scored 4, and Chris scored 7.
Fair.
Come on.
It was your day on that quiz. Okay, let us know how you did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are we ready to bumble AO? Are we ready, though?
God, is it that time?
Yeah. Hey, have you cracked open a window?
Yeah, sorry. I can't... Honestly, I'm really sorry.
I really like it, guys.
I know it's Radio 1, but it's a mad situation because I kind of have to turn the fan off, turn the window off, shut the window, and then just pull my shorts down. Right, I'm ready.
What do you mean? Are you naked?
No, I'm wearing pants, but it's just... Mate, it's
just
roasting
pants.
In this room. Yeah. So what I do is I hang out the window when the song's playing.
Okay.
And then I'm back in now, but
pretty
it's sweaty.
Hot. It's pretty hot. Open the window. Woo! Open the window.
Can I for this?
Go.
Great. Here we go. Right, let's do this.
Okay, here we go.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Bumble Wednesday. This is literally for everyone that texted in, including Kirsty in Blackpool, Darren in Southend, and so many more.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind.
That from Inuda Bingo there. Kristen Dumfries, once the time the nerd said the long word on University Challenge.
Hapax Legomenon.
That went massive, that, didn't it? Yeah. I'm not
Hapax
sure
Legomenon.
Matt wants the excited Spurs fan.
I'm very happy. Energy. I wonder why. Last night I heard a lot of people talking in regards to the sacking of Pochettino. But this morning, energy. Mourinho, hello. Welcome to Tottenham.
Molly in Portsmouth. Really misses Nicole. Remember Nicole? Welsh Nicole from the show? Talking about her favourite, Wetherspoons.
But you seem to love it.
Yeah,
serious?
Yeah. Spoons is my full night, like.
Is it?
Yeah, I love spoons. I love it.
Can we all stop saying spoons?
Do you know what spoons is?
Yes.
Wetherspoons.
Yes. Oh, I miss Nicole. Davina is coming up in the mix for us. Bray in Swansea is very excited and wants to hear this classic bit of Big Brother to get us in the mood for Davina.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren!
Listen.
It's gonna make
they don't get it! I'm claustrophobic!
And while we're at it, this one.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
What? Sit down, babe. What? Sit down. Sit down.
They told me that David is dead.
Where's David?
Where's David?
Where's David? And Tom in Leeds wants Grace from the show's blunder from a couple of weeks ago.
Question two. In 2015, Patrick Thistle's new mascot made headlines after it was described as terrifying.
Patrick Thistle.
Bamboleo, bamboleo.
Here we go. But.
Bamboleo, bamboleo.
But. He's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
Where are you? 81199. Oh, can you stop this? Says Nicola. It reminds me of my favourite chicken restaurant. They're still doing takeaway, Nicola.
Come on, let's have a little party halfway through the week. Energy.
Hello, George, on his tractor in North Wales. He says, Hapax Lagombonon. Hello.
Hello to Stefan, gay, eating a sandwich in Newcastle right now.
Hello. Nathan, he's on his tractor somewhere in Wiltshire. So many sweaty people today. Look, there's Dan there, sweaty Dan in his kitchen. He's boiling, he's a cook. He's a cook. Ben is bumbling on his laptop in Norfolk doing an online combine course because Corona. Who else we got, Chris?
Shout out to George in North Wales, bumbling right now.
Yeah, done him.
Who else we got? Alex. He's at the hay. We've got quite a lot of farmers messaging in right now. Big up the young farmers. There's a lot of you. Hannah and her friend Charlotte bumbling together. I see you bubbling.
Virtually
in Wisbech and Sudbury. Yeah, it's been a bit
sausage
of a fest. Yeah, okay, fine. But yeah, message in.
Come on, message in, girls.
I love the hairy form.
Hello, Jamie in Derby. He wants it to be the weekend now. Jason and Josh are fishing in Worcester. They're furloughed.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Kieran and Tom and Sam in the sunshine in Edinburgh. Sweaty Tammy in Dundee, hello. Bianca in Devon, it's good to have you all on board. And that was Bumble Air Wednesday.
Blazing! 2 metres.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now it's time for this.
Davina McCall.
In the mix.
Davina McCall is here and ready to start her DJ set on Radio 1.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Wait. I just want to say, really made me laugh when the girl said about lockdown going on for too long because she started to fancy Chris.
Yeah, I've had so much heat about this. So, weirdly enough, I got a message from Abby Clancy last night.
Right.
And all it said was, hello, daddy.
Did it?
And that seems, that seems to be what... Like, you know, you do something.
I'm
you forget how many people listen.
I didn't do that.
Yeah. Hello, daddy. It's really
or
gone
worse,
round.
Hello, son.
It's really gone round since yesterday's show. Anyway, Davina, hi.
Yes.
Welcome. You're now a DJ on Radio 1.
I love that.
Isn't it great?
Brace yourselves.
Right, should we just get into our first track?
I am obsessed by my running playlist. And my first track is a track by Jacob Collier, and it was with Mahalia and Ty Dolla $ign.
Let's play it. All I Need, Jacob Collier on BBC Radio 1.
We the best alive.
Davina McCall in the mix.
BBC Radio 1, Davina McCall is here. Where are you in your house? I like to picture it.
Okay, I'm in the kitchen. I'm in a bikini.
Are you? Excellent.
It's hot.
Are you about to do a workout or you already have done one? I'm assuming you already have done.
I've done a run.
Yeah.
This morning with the dog, but we both just had to stop, actually. It was so hot. You know, the dog was giving up on me. I was giving up on me.
Okay, can I get another choice from you, please, Davina?
Yeah, so this is thanks to Grimmy.
Right.
Occasionally, Grimmy and I have a flurry of texts to each other about music.
Yes.
I was talking about another track called Come Together, and he went, wait, is that the one by Frankie Wah? And I was like, no. What's the one by Frankie Wah? And he went, oh, my gosh. And he sent it to me, and I love it because this is so reminiscent of my radio rental clubbing days. It really reminds me of sort of smiley face T-shirts,
yeah.
Glow sticks.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Grimmy. This was right at the start of this whole sort of COVID-19 kind of time,
yeah.
When it was just popping off. And I'd always heard these rumours about you, right? Not rumours, that's the wrong thing to say. But like
we
legendary stories. A bit like Sarah Cox,
yeah.
Zoe Ball.
Yeah.
You know, legends before us.
It sounds like
it was a lot of fun.
Right, so this track kind of reminds you, even though it's new, it kind of reminds you that it's really got that feel, hasn't it?
Yes, totally. So it's Frankie Wah and Come Together.
People, come together, together. People.
BBC Radio 1, Frankie Wah, Come Together, the choice of Davina, who is with us doing a DJ set today. You are so into your music, and I love that.
So into my music.
Yeah, always have been.
I mean, I like all sorts of music as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a little bit of grime. I like. Oh, my God, did you hear what happened?
What?
There are a couple of NSG tracks that I really like.
Yeah.
No, they're those grime artists. And they did an Instagram live, and it was kind of three of them, and it was like 10 o'clock at night, and they were all kind of just doing music and sort of really like having quite a good time. And I thought, I was with my son, and he went, send them a request. And I was like, I can't send them a request, it's ridiculous. And he went, send a request to join. So I did, and I thought, well, they'll never answer it.
Of course they will.
They answered it, and there's me, a 52-year-old mother of three, dancing away to NSG.
Oh, my God, I love you.
It was so fun.
Right, let's get another track. What should we have?
Let's do Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, no-brainer.
Absolutely.
Banger.
Right, and we can't talk over the intro because that's not allowed. Okay, Boogie Wonderland, now, Radio 1. Some people, unbelievably, listening to this now that will have never heard that track before and will be Shazamming it. So, once again, an education from Davina McCall on BBC Radio 1. Throwing out some bangers today. We'll get to another one in a minute. I want to talk to you about Big Brother, best shows ever. People have loved it so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's revisiting it because there are little things that you forget. But I was talking to Michael the other day about how funny it is because once you've watched one episode you do just want to know what happens next.
Yeah.
Even if you've seen the whole series before and you think, oh, I want to watch it again. I mean, I really can't believe that E4 aren't running every series from start to finish.
Yeah, they should.
Over the lockdown because there is a thirst for it.
Yeah.
I think.
The show changed. Like what you see with these shows is that throughout all the series, you see it evolve. There was something really nice about just seeing how pure it was in those first few series and just kind of, maybe not a different show, but to me it felt like that. I don't know how you feel about it, but those first series really were special, weren't they?
I mean, I think even it was maybe the first two or three and then it all changed.
Yeah.
And I think that people did realise at that stage that there was a possible career in it.
Yes.
That you could get a job out of it forever. And I think Jade sort of cemented that with her success.
Yeah.
She was series three and she just went on to massive things. So then I thought, everybody thought, well, this is our chance. If we make a big enough impact, or if we're crazy enough, or if we do enough stuff. The thing about those first series is that it was just genuine, like it really was real. And then afterwards, you could always feel if somebody was slightly faking it.
Totally.
Or someone was trying to wind people up. So it slightly changed the dynamic.
It was, it was complete event television. Like, you wouldn't really necessarily get that anymore where...
No.
On demand wasn't on. Social media for a lot of them wasn't even on. So, you would rush home to get this show. And what I used to love about it was, obviously I love seeing all the housemates, but I used to love the fact that I could tell that you genuinely loved it too.
Oh, I mean, I'm on Twitter again every night, all over again. Like, I'm tweeting every 15 seconds. I can't help myself.
Just watching back, there's some things that just seem ridiculous now. I mean, everyone is smoking indoors.
Smoking. I know.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about chickens? They had chickens.
They had chickens. And, you know, I forgot how much Darren loved those chickens. He really loved Marjorie so much, didn't he?
Also, is this true? Ryland says it's true, so it must be. They tried to get them back for later series, but the chickens didn't have the right performing permit or something?
Yeah, I think that is true.
Let's get another track. What would you like?
So, this is Sub Focus and Wilkinson. Wilkinson, I have a big place in my heart for, because they were the soundtrack to my 2014 Sport Relief Challenge.
Yeah. It's got to be said, Davina, over the years, you have done your bit. All right, let's play Sub Focus on Radio 1.
Davina McCall.
In the mix.
Focus and Wilkinson, just hold on. This is BBC Radio 1, Scott and Chris and Davina. Okay, answer me this, or you probably won't.
Yeah.
If they asked you to do Big Brother again on Channel 4, would you do it?
Oh, God, if they asked me to, yes.
What, now?
Yes, of course I would.
Yeah.
You know, I've had 11 years off.
Yeah.
It's Channel 4, like, which was kind of the home where I presented it before.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is it's all about the casting.
Yeah, it is.
And the other thing is, the other big problem there is, the compliance and everything. There are housemates, and there was alcohol consumed and stuff that happened that would never be allowed to happen now.
Yeah. But Ryland said that the aftercare on the show is good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I would say that now... the aftercare on the show would be really excellent. It would be more than good. It would be amazing. Because I think everybody's learnt a lot throughout the years. And obviously, you know, I mean, it was quite weird watching Pete Burns and Jade and people and thinking that they're no longer with us.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. What you don't want it to be, if you ever did it again, and I would love to see it back, of course, but you don't want it to be a load... You don't want it to be Love Island in the nicest possible way.
No. Exactly, but I don't think it would be because of the...
Scott, I think you're right in something you said earlier. I think people want or have got to a stage now where you really appreciate it, like event TV.
Yes, but I think
moments that we can all share in.
And I think that's come back because of all that's been happening. So I think Big Brother would fit the bill. I kind of want them to be as pure as they were, and that, I don't know if that's possible, you know?
Do you know, it is about the casting, and I think possibly it might be about bringing it back for a short amount of time. Like, what if they say, like, OK, we're just going to bring it back for one series and just say this is just to celebrate it.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, listen, out of these three, which is your favourite ever bit? Here we go.
Who is she? Who is she? Who is she? Where did you find her?
Mad that wouldn't have happened if the diary room hadn't opened, you know?
I know!
Or...
Hey.
Oh, my God, Jackie.
Yeah, Bracky.
The best. Why can't we have a harpist? Or...
Now, would you like me...
Oh, no.
...to be the cat?
Oh, it's just weird.
Never wait, Scott. Scott and Chris, I've got to talk to you about this because what I don't understand is in that task, if it was like me and Ruler, I'd have gone, all right, Ruler, so am I going to be the cat?
Yeah.
I don't understand why he had to go full thesk.
Now, would you like me to be the cat?
Really weird.
Full thesk.
Okay, Davina, it's been incredible to have you on today. Thank you so much for doing it. I'm going to get one more track off of you. What would you like?
I would like George Michael. This is a proper, proper banger, and I miss him so much. So it's an homage to George Michael.
Davina McCall in the mix.
Like no other.
Flawless, absolutely flawless. Perfection, 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 perfection. Flawless, absolutely flawless. Flawless, absolutely flawless.
Scott Mills.
Just remembered, Chris. You remember Unlucky Gary used to be on the show a fair bit?
Yes.
He's listening today, makes a change. And he's just reminded me several things happened to him on the all-you-can-eat buffet tip. Broke up with a boyfriend in one of them. That's the last time we saw him.
Oh, was it that one? I can almost imagine Unlucky Gary breaking up with his boyfriend at that all-you-can-eat Chinese in Basildon. I don't know if it's still going.
It's not
the one in the middle of the...
Yeah, in the middle of the retail part. It's not that one. It was in the centre of London. So he broke up with a boyfriend in one of them, last time we saw him, and then refused to pay service charge for a self-serve buffet in one of them, and they weren't having it. And then he tried to go back in there because it was his favourite a week later and they remembered him. Like, get out. Mr. Woo's, I think it was.
Gutted.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mr. So Woo's.
I think it was.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Freya?
Yes?
Ever been chucked out of the buffet?
No, but I mean, I probably could be because I'd really go to town.
There was a girl earlier who was on who ordered two trays. That's right. Two trays of hash browns and was told to leave immediately.
She's my idol.
Yeah.
I love her so much. Hungry Beth. Hungry Beth. We're calling her now. Yeah.
Freya, what's your story today? Where are you?
I'm just at home in Lichfield enjoying the sun.
Okay. Are you working?
I do. I've been working all the way through lockdown. Yeah, I work in a lab for a hospital, so it's been pretty wild.
Right, but so how can you work from home if you're in a lab?
I'm not working from home. I've just got a day off.
Oh, you got a day off. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to question how much working you're doing.
That would be a bit difficult.
I know. Now, I understand when you're in the lab, it's a daily wrestle for the radio, is it?
Oh, God, yeah, totally. I have to battle against... 20, 30 other people to get something good on.
Well, what do they want?
Some of the older stuff. Some of the classics.
Are they generally older? Are they older people, are they?
Well, no, I mean, generally it's like people around my age, but they all seem to like Absolute Radio.
Idiots. Who?
I know.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of like... Here's the thing in that situation, because I don't think it is an age thing, because obviously if we say that, then we get loads of people messaging in saying that they love Radio 1 and they're this age or that age, and like, it's not about that. If you like us and you like the show, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And we love you in return. But you know what? Some people can't be helped, and if they want to listen to that, they can.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna play this out as evidence.
Yeah, can you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. This will sound great in the hot sunshine that most of the UK is currently experiencing.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
This is Rihanna.
DJ Khaled.
Wild Force, that's my banger.
Yeah, this sounds hot. You know when their song sounds like the weather? This is it. It's that Santana guitar.
Yeah. It's like...
It's a bit sweaty.
Burning tarmac.
It is a bit sweaty, yeah. But then, you know, I'm imagining a sweaty DJ Khaled. And I don't know if he's had a haircut yet either.
No, he hasn't.
Could be a sweaty, hairy Khaled there.
Okay, what have you got?
Ugh. Okay, you can have that. Or my banger choice is this.
Sure, Jan.
I just thought I'd go for big sing-along summer. The OC theme. Ho! This is Phantom Planet, California.
That's actually really good.
Okay.
Oh, man. So difficult.
I know.
That's really difficult. Because they both sound sunny.
They do sound sunny.
They do.
And I do normally go with Scott.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. That's all right. Just let me go.
I think
Chris has pulled it out the bag. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Go on.
I feel like
we're going
I'm
with me?
King who I am.
What were you
yeah,
doing?
I'm going with Chris.
Normally goes for me. But,
oh, God, Scott, I'm sorry,
but
it's Chris.
He's gay.
BBC Sounds.
We're so excited to be back.
No Country for Young Women with Sadia and Monty.
We talk about race and identity.
Relationships, keeping it real, keeping it warm.
It's funny at times. It's heart-wrenching, but these are our experiences.
We're cultivating a community of colour.
If you're someone who is a little bit lost, then join No Country. We're also trying to figure it out. It's time we start talking out a bit louder.
No Country for Young Women. Download the free BBC Sounds app to listen.
California, 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 California.
Someone just said this to me, and it's absolutely true. There's something about listening to Radio 1 when it's sunny that is just the best. You can't get that from, like, any streaming service or whatever. Like, it's the best, and that is proof of it. That is Phantom Planet, California, winning bangers.
It's true, that. Do you know what? That's so true. Do you know what I think it is? I think it's because it's like when you have a song like that and everyone can sing loud... It's like we're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And especially when most of the UK is in weather like this, we can all sort of bond over that.
It's a hot
even if
one.
We're having to work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gold.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on the Radio 1.
Let's go back. Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end.
My first car was a red Vauxhall Corsa. I called it Caroline, and it was my mum's car.
Why do you have names for your cars, please?
I just called this one Caroline because I think when we all had passed our test and we were all getting our first cars, it just seemed like the right thing to do, name the car. I think it was just because we were really proud of, you know, driving and...
I find that odd. People really? That give their cars names I find weird.
I know
a lot of people do it.
I think there's a lot of blokes, especially, who name their cars. And generally after a female name as well.
How old were you when you first had a ride in Caroline?
I was 17 when I started riding Caroline.
Right. Cool, so early.
Yeah.
Should we have not changed Caroline's name? Because you do that with all the other girls in Tappen.
I do.
Let's call her Enid.
Okay, well, no, let's keep it Caroline. It's all right, it's just the car. The problem with sharing a car with your mum is twofold. The first thing is that whenever someone asks you if it's yours, then you generally have to lie to pretend it's yours. And the second is that mums will leave weird mum things in it, and the same people will discover it's not your car when they find them. Do you know what I mean?
What does she leave in?
Well, I just mean like mumsy things. Like
your Werther's originals.
Maybe like your Werther's, but stuff which is quite obviously not yours. Or pot puree.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what's
when they've
stuff
when they've mummed it.
Small pungent flowers.
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
No, not puree.
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
Anyway, they leave that kind of stuff in it.
Yeah, that.
And mates know it's not mine. Whenever I went to pick my mates up, I would always check the back seats for things that would give away the fact it was my mum's car.
A copy of Bella magazine.
Exactly. I would also attempt to make minor modifications to the car, but my mum was having none of it, so all of these had to be taken down by the time I delivered the car home. These included a tape converter, so I could plug in a portable CD or MP3 player, retuning of the radio, and an air freshener shaped like boobs that I hung from the rearview mirror.
What, so you'd put it in and then your mum would be like, take that out, Christopher.
Yeah, so any modifications I had to make, she said, that's fine, but they have to go by the time I return the car, because it was her car.
How often did you borrow the car?
Well, I'd borrow it often. As soon as I passed driving, I wanted it as much as I could.
What, so as soon as you got it off your mum, the boobs went in again?
I'd put the boobs up.
Mum comes back,
boobs
out.
Retune the radio, get the little MP3 cord in case I could plug that in.
Yeah.
It was all on. I also had a hydraulic middle finger that I picked up from the shop where I buy all my Christmas presents. This was great and gave whoever was riding in the passenger seat an added responsibility. It was a rolled-up fist that attached to the back window with one of those sucker things. A small plastic pipe would then stretch to the passenger seat with a thing on the end. When that was squeezed, a middle finger would stick up from the clenched fist, issuing a gesture towards anyone that was travelling too close behind the car and therefore risking damaging Caroline.
So you were just protecting Caroline.
You weren't
just being offensive for the sake of it.
But it was the passenger seat's responsibility, that the person in that seat. So they had a little squeezy thing. You know those kind of things that go... And if they activated that, the finger on the hand would do this.
Just slowly up.
And slowly right. So you could make it go as quickly up or quickly down as you wanted. It was
all right.
Controlled by the squeezy thing.
Very versatile.
But if you went on that hard, it would literally flick against the window.
That's awesome. Because sometimes you need it to be quick.
Yeah.
If they've, like, nearly rear-ended you or something.
Exactly. Scott
Mills. Sophie's been on in Guernsey saying, Tap End always makes me think the in-betweeners wasn't as utterly ridiculous as I always thought it was. Teenage boys are weird. Yeah. Let's continue.
I named the car Caroline as it matched the brand of the car, but also because I liked a song by Outkast called Roses and would play this on repeat.
Oh, this is a good song, actually.
Caroline! Caroline.
Yes!
Caroline on the gap would say she's mighty fine.
That's good.
You see, this is the song to drive to, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a tune. This was the end song on a mixtape I would always listen to when driving around. Music up loud and windows down. Even in the winter, I would have the windows down and stay warm by turning the heating right up. Although I think, probably looking back, I look like a bit of a fool driving around in winter with an arm out the window.
You're the only one with the windows open, yeah.
Yeah, with Caroline coming out the window loud.
Was it system up with the top down?
It was system up with the top. What's that from?
Blue.
That's it, yeah. We had some adventures in that car. And as our boundaries were being broadened, valuable lessons were being learnt. Petrol is not cheap. And don't leave a booby air freshener in your mum's car. It leads to awkward questions. These are all lessons that you need to learn.
I just like the idea that every time you borrowed the car, you would have to put them back in again. And then your mum would be like, Christopher, I need the car tomorrow. Oh, better take the boobs out again.
It was a massive effort.
Just to customise.
Just to customise. And then every now and then the problem would be is if I couldn't be bothered, I'd bring the car home, run into the house, think, well, I'll just get up early and remove the boobs and the finger.
Never happened.
And every now and then I'd forget and my mum would go into the car, there'd be a finger up against the window, boobs in her rear view. Nightmare.
Oh, and that was the story of Caroline from back then. I'm not quite sure, but I think tomorrow, Chris, it might be the trip to Prague.
Oh, is that allowed?
On 24 Years at the Tap End. We're just checking to see if it's okay. Hopefully bringing that tomorrow at the same time.
Go! Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Good Good afternoon. Hey. Now, Chris, let me tell you about Amy. She is a digital marketer. She's in London, but don't tell anyone, there's not that much work on at the moment, so she's in the garden. Is that right?
That's correct.
But I know that you are rushing in when you need to for work, essential work and Zoom meetings.
Yeah, that's right.
How many Zooms you had today?
Two. So it's not been too bad, but I just run in when it's a bit, gets a bit busy and throw a top over my bikini and get working.
Yeah. me and one of my friends have got this joke at the moment. So I say to him, like, oh, how's it working? He's like, oh my God, literally it's back-to-back Zooms. And then I go, well, how many you got today? Oh, I've got one at 9, another one at 1. That's a 4-hour gap, actually, not back-to-back. It's just back-to-back Zooms.
Oh. Yeah, but the key is look, just make the most of it. Enjoy the weather, because that's important as well. You've got to look after yourself. I know you've got to work hard, but you've got to look after yourself as well. So all good, Amy.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, it's all about self-care. Also, have you forgotten yet and not put a T-shirt on? It's like, oh, I've just done a work Zoom in my bikini.
No, not yet. Okay. So I think I'm winning.
Yeah, you are. Okay, it's going to happen. Right, Chris, what have you got?
Okay, Amy, my banger choice for you, Ultimate Sunshine Song. Here we go. Let's have it.
That's annoying.
This is just, oh, it's massive. This is DJ Fresh, Sean Evans, Louder.
Oh, I really hate that song.
Oh, excellent.
Are you joking? How can you hate that song? Wow. Oh, Amy. Oh, well. Scott needs a win, to be fair.
While we're here, Amy, would you mind taking part in a quick Radio 1 survey?
She sounds like she's good for one here.
Okay, so if I can just run through, thanks for your time. If I could just run through your favourite Radio 1 DJs, 1, 2 and 3, this is for a quick survey, I'll write them down.
Okay. This sounds really bad. Greg James is number one.
Oh. All right, cool.
Scott, you're number two, though.
Thank you.
And then Nick Grimshaw.
Okay, and Chris comes with Scott, does he?
No, Chris goes at like 6.
Wow, absolutely 6. Pied here.
Gosh.
All right, thanks for that survey. We're going to redo the survey tomorrow, by the way, so if you'd like to take part, 81199, just okay, a quick survey.
And Scott wants to go first.
Okay, so here's my selection, which I actually changed today because I knew it was going to be sunny, and I'd really like to hear this because it'll sound hot. Ronson, Camila Cabello, Find You Again. Is it?
Yeah, I'm going with Scott.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I really want to hear this in full. Here it is! Tomorrow, curator of Glastonbury, i.e. the actual boss, Emily Evis, is doing a DJ mix from 1 o'clock.